Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to Mom Mindset Affirmations for Patience and Presence. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes navigating family relationships can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded, right? You know that feeling when you just want some peace and quiet, but Aunt Susan's convinced your living room is the perfect venue for her impromptu karaoke session. Or maybe your mother-in-law seems to think she has a hotline to your every decision, even the ones about which socks match best with your new yoga pants. Setting boundaries with family can be tough, but trust me, it's absolutely essential for maintaining your sanity and happiness. Today, we're diving deep into this topic: how to set those healthy boundaries, protect your precious energy, and still keep the love flowing without the drama. Now, before you think I'm about to tell you to build a wall around yourself like some kind of modern-day hermit, let me assure you, that's not my style. We're talking about establishing clear and respectful communication, communicating your needs effectively, and learning to say no without feeling guilty as if you just committed the ultimate family faux pas. Number one, it's all about self-awareness. Take a moment, really tune in, and figure out what drains your energy, what pushes your buttons, and where those boundaries need to be drawn. Do you hate having your personal life dissected at every family gathering? Is constant unsolicited advice wearing you down? Figure it out. Next, remember, communication is key, honey. But it's not just about telling them what you want, it's about expressing your feelings in a clear and respectful way. Instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try something like, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." Can we please allow each other to finish our thoughts? See the difference? Number three, practice those boundaries. This isn't about being stubborn or selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being. If Uncle Joe starts asking you about your dating life when you've clearly stated you prefer not to discuss it, politely steer the conversation in a different direction. Or if Aunt Susan insists on dropping by unannounced, try saying something like, "I love seeing you, but I need some time to myself right now. Can we plan a visit for next week?" Number four, be prepared for resistance. Sometimes people aren't going to take your boundaries well. They might get upset, try to guilt trip you, or even act offended. Remember, their reaction is about them, not you. Stand firm in your decision and reiterate your boundaries calmly and assertively. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is a continuous process, not a one-time event. It takes time, patience, and consistency. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you establish healthy boundaries, you create space for healthier relationships, reduce stress, and more self-respect. You know that feeling when you're at a family gathering and someone just won't stop talking about politics? Or maybe your sibling constantly borrows money and never pays it back. I've been there. Just last week, my mother-in-law decided she wanted to help me with my daughter's bedtime routine, which involved singing off-key lullabies in a language I couldn't understand. It was cute, for about 5 seconds. I finally realized that I needed to set a boundary. So I politely but firmly explained that while I appreciated her help, I had a specific routine that worked for my daughter and me. To my surprise, she understood. And guess what? My daughter actually slept better because of it. So remember, friends, setting boundaries is an act of self-love, respect, and courage. It's about creating healthy relationships where you feel valued, heard, and respected. Don't be afraid to speak your truth, prioritize your well-being, and let those boundaries shine. Now go out there and rock those relationships with confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boundary boost. Leave us a review and tell us your biggest takeaway in the comments. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.